This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
It's Mistress Carrie hanging out with you in the WAAF studio. And every once in a while, the door opens. You never know who's going to walk through the door. I'm going to read his official bio so that I get it all right. Walking through the door of the WAF studio, Lieutenant General L. Scott Rice, the director of the Air National Guard at the Pentagon in D.C. He is in charge. You can give me the specs, General Rice. It's nice to see you again, by the way.
Oh, it's great to be back in at home, I should say.
Yeah, this is, part of your official bio should say, and personal friend of the Mistress Carrie show at WAAF.
Yes. I've been on your show before, so it's great to be back.
Yeah, many times. Thank you for calling me for my anniversary last year.
Oh, that's
the big 20th.
20th.
I know.
20 years in a row, no less.
Tell me about it. And they called and they're like, there's somebody on the hotline calling from a secure line at the Pentagon. I was like, I know who that is.
Oh, that was good. That was great.
So give me your official bio as far as all of the people that fall under you at the Pentagon, because it's impressive.
Well, it may be impressive, but for me personally, it's intimidating. But it's quite an honor to be able to do this, because if you look at the size of the United States, from Guam to Maine, from the state of Washington to Puerto Rico, we've got 90 wings with over 1,100 people at each wing. And you add it all up, and it's roughly 107,000 airmen that are serving our country. With them, their families, and all of our civilians, it's this huge enterprise.
Yeah, so for people that may have heard you on the air with me before, you were the Adjutant General of the National Guard here in Massachusetts.
Yes, I joined the Massachusetts Guard back in the end of 89, early 90s, and flew A-10s out west for many, many years, and then worked up to the position to be the Adjutant General, working for the governor and the president and all the soldiers and airmen that are in the Massachusetts National Guard.
I met you back in 2008 out at Barnes.
That's right.
When I got to fly in the F-15s out there.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. That was pretty good.
That's when I realized why fighter pilots are so cool, because they're just cool.
Oh, it's good. It's quite an honor to get the best of the best that the American industry can create for us, and then fly, fight, and win for the U.S. Air Force. That's what we do.
There's a lot of rubbing that goes, friendly banter that goes back and forth between all of the branches of the military.
Oh, yes. And I was on the Constitution this morning.
Yeah, so there you go. Exactly. Yes. And when it comes to the Air Force, when you say the A-10 Warthog, whatever grunt you're talking to, they go, oh, yeah, the whistle of those engines. And you were a pilot of one of those.
Yes. I had almost 3,000 hours flying one of those.
Wow.
And been deployed in combat a half dozen times. And I never quite got over how much I enjoyed flying that plane.
Yeah.
For a pilot, that's a pilot's plane.
And that's the only, am I correct in saying that's the first time or the only time they designed an aircraft around the gun as opposed to vice versa?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
And that 30-millimeter cannon with 7 barrels on it is quite the weapon system.
So you got your third star.
Yes.
Which I haven't seen you in person since that happened, so
right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And then you've been down at the Pentagon in D.C. for the last 3 years, which I can't believe it's been that long since you left the state of Massachusetts.
Exactly. For my wife, Nancy, and I, we've lived many years here in Mass, and to go down there, it seems like yesterday we left. And so, again, I'd say it's good for us to be back home. But down there in the Pentagon, there's certainly a lot going on down in there.
Do you walk in those doors sometime and walk around and go, oh, my God, I can't believe they let me in here? I mean, that's one of those buildings that, like, most people like me can't even imagine what it looks like in there.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind being able to pull in the parking lot.
It's, uh, I, uh, You know, everything from, wow, how did I get here? How am I among all these people? There's a native from Massachusetts, from the Boston area, Chairman General Joe Dunford. So
yep.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And then
General Milley is from Massachusetts as well, right?
Yes, and he's the upcoming chairman for the Joint Chiefs, too. And he's currently Chief of Staff of the Army. But to walk down the hall, come in the Pentagon, the entrance I come in is where all those offices are when I come in. And to have General Dunford just call me out by name and say, hey, come over here. I have a question about the Air Force and the Air Guard. And it's a little intimidating, but it's very exciting. It's very exciting to be a part of all that ebb and flow and things that happen.
I have to ask you, because, of course, the big July 4th holiday is tomorrow, and you're home, which is why you're like, hey, can I come by and say, I'm like, are you kidding? Come on over. But one of the things that falls under the Air Guard is all of the flyovers and everything.
Yes.
For all of the sports games, and then, of
for
course,
sure.
all of the commemorations of the 4th of July and everything that's going on. So what is that like for you? And do you give a little bit of extra fuel in planes when it comes to flyovers over Fenway and Gillette?
Well, one of the things that that the Guard does is the Air Force is only at a few footprints across the United States with roughly 30 bases that they have, in fact, across the world. And with 90 wings that the Air Force, Air National Guard has, we're able to get out, touch, and stay in touch with the community in a different manner than the active duty Air Force. So we tend to do a lot of these flyovers and tend to participate in a lot of these events. And 4th of July is a tremendous opportunity for us to get out and about, show the colors, show the flag, show our aircraft, and show we're still here, you know, being a part of the community and enjoying all the events.
So with everything going on in D.C., with the big parade tomorrow and everything, you've been busy getting all of this stuff ready.
Oh, it's been a lot of moving parts to make sure you have the right people in the right place at the right time. For example, just to do some flyovers today with the F-15s that we're going to put up, we have over 100 and 150 people that come into the base and get the planes ready, get the people ready, just to put those two or four planes, however many we can get up at the time and do that. And at the same time that's happening, Barnes is deployed to overseas doing some other missions elsewhere. So
yeah, a lot of people forget that you know, there's still people that are still deployed all over the world that can't be here to grill the hot dogs this weekend.
Absolutely. So.
Do you ever wish when you were a fighter pilot that they had the smartphones so you could have gotten one of those cool selfies that we all see on the internet? You must really want one of those awesome cockpit selfies that all the pilots get now.
Well, I don't look at it that as wish I had it. I just look at it now as going, wow, how did we ever survive without it? How did we ever do a war back 100 years ago without a cell phone? Come on now. Oh, it's crazy.
So what else are you doing in Boston while you're here? Because you get to come home for the weekend, which is nice.
Yes.
You're on the Constitution today?
Yeah, the Constitution was good. Tomorrow, we're going to get out at the old meeting house, the old state house in downtown, and be part of the ceremony with the Ancient and Honorable Artillery Company when they read the Declaration of Independence.
And so that's one of the original copies of it, right? There were like 14 original ones that were signed, and one of them's in Boston.
Absolutely. They sent by, you know, horseback, the 14 out and about, and on the 4th of July, they read that from the old state house back in 1775. And so now to have that be done every year on the 4th of July since then is a pretty historic event.
Yeah, that's very cool.
So, well, so it's good.
I'm so happy that you came by to see me.
Oh, it's good. You're the heart and soul of Boston. And as I've told everyone before, that you're the one that keeps me fired up with listening to the station when I come and go to work.
Well, yeah, and now you can download the radio.com app. I don't know how thick the walls are at the Pentagon, but you should be able to listen to WAF while you're down there.
For sure. We'll have to do that. We'll get the Pentagon fired up. Sometimes they get into that dull routine of grind of bureaucracy.
Hook up the Bluetooth speakers down there and just blare it through the halls. Just blare it through the halls. Well, thank you very much. Obviously, thank you for your service and everything that everybody from the Air Guard is doing over the holiday weekend. And, you know, so that the rest of us can be out celebrating and just relaxing and having a good time this weekend, because, you know, there's a lot of guardsmen that are going to be out there.
For sure.
In those uniforms, in the heat tomorrow, keeping everybody safe. I mean, they're saying 90 degrees possibly tomorrow, so it's going to
be
a hot,
one. So stay hydrated, you know, keep your sunblock on. But we'll have a lot of guardsmen out there on the common, you know, just providing a piece of the fabric of security and everything that the all uniformed services does, from the state police to Boston PD.
And when you say hydrated, you mean water.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, hydration does not equal beer all the time. Like, you got to hydrate for real tomorrow, because it's going to be hot.
That's right. That's right. You know, as we say, work hard, play hard.
That's right.
Don't play too hard.
Yeah. So is it true that you're getting ready to start planning life after the Guard?
Oh, yes. We're getting ready. We're retirement is on the horizon. I've one more year in this position left, and I'll just tip over 40 years of serving the country with my lovely wife, Nancy. And we're truly honored by what we've done and what we're going to do over the next year, and we're looking forward to coming back home.
Well, I want to offer my services that when you throw the 40-year retirement party and you need a DJ for the bash, you call me. Wherever the party is, I'll be there.
Oh, sounds good. Sounds good. I want to thank you too personally, Carrie, for all you've done for us, because not only do our families serve right alongside of us as we get out and about, but particularly for the Guard, we serve in the community and we're part of the community and you're part of the community. So we're all in this together as we take care of each other and bring us to a better place that tomorrow can be better than it is today.
Well, I'm honored to be, you know, as helpful as I can be with everybody, the Guard, active duty, everybody. But, you know, the Mass Guard especially has always had a very, you know, nice, warm place in my cold, dark soul. So anything I can do to help them, I am always there. So.
Oh, that's great. Well, thanks.
Thank you so much. Happy 4th of July.
Yes, happy 4th. That you and everybody.
Yes, hydrate with water. The general says with water.
Absolutely.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.